This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Mikey McBrien. He is general manager of Buffalo Airways, which is based in Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories. It's also the star of a new television program that's coming out on Canadian TV, on History Television. It will be coming out on American TV probably later in the year, but the premiere is Wednesday night on History Television. Mikey, why is your airline the subject of a television program?
I kind of grew up with the airline of Buffalo Airways, and I really thought it was normal. Up until the moment I went down to Vancouver and the producer told me it wasn't normal and that they wanted to film us, that I thought, hey, this is kind of neat. And, we we're the airline frozen in time. We're like the land of the lost up there, so we got aircraft that are usually normal.
Okay. So tell us about Buffalo Airways.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo was founded May 13th, 1970 by my father. And, it started with just a couple small airplanes, like 185s. And then slowly, as more money he made, the more money he spent. So we just kept on buying airplanes instead of buying holidays, and pretty soon we ended up with a whole bunch of airplanes and not enough holidays.
Okay, well, the unique thing is that you fly a fleet of DC-3s, DC-4s, a C-46 Commando, and a few other things. You've got the last scheduled DC-3 service in the world. Why the round engines?
And I just think it's just old school. Once you get into them, it's hard to get out of them because everyone loves them so much. I couldn't imagine anybody starting today with radio engines. So I think it was just kind of like the Loch Ness Monster or something. We were just kind of stuck in the lake and kind of never grew up.
Okay, well, tell us about the fleet. How many of each kind of airplane do you have?
Well, the fleet is somewhat of a mystery also because it keeps on changing. Wikipedia says we have 49 aircraft, and the breakdown is there. For the life of me, I can never remember numbers, but it goes around something like 11 DC-4s, 10 DC-3s, 8 CL-215s, 2 C-46 Commandos, and very smaller aircraft. We even have a Vampire fighter jet, but it's just a museum piece.
Now, the premise of the show is this is adventure flying. Probably seems pretty normal to you, but you're flying DC-3s and DC-4s in and out of ice strips. You're literally the lifeline to northern communities, correct?
For sure. I grew up in these communities, and we just never really had roads or anything, so everything was aviation-based. Aviation would be the same as a bus. So if you're in a city and you're really dependent on a bus, people are dependent on airplanes up here, and it just kind of goes with the territory.
Well, you got 13 episodes in the first season, and they all look like they're full of the kind of high adventure that pilots down south just kind of dream about. Give us a few anecdotes about what we're going to see.
I guess the best would be the main character for the whole thing is the weather. It's the character that changes the most and is the most unpredictable. It's cold. It's really cold. And you can imagine trying to do a job and then trying to do a job when it's really, really cold. And, you mix airplanes that are older than anybody at the hangar, and you're trying to get them running and all the stuff that goes around with that. And then just to get them running, then you get them in the air, and it's a whole other thing, the dynamics between the pilots and the mechanics. It's just it's a recipe for TV. That's what people tell me, actually, so.
How do you get a DC-3 started when it's 40 below zero?
Well, you kind of baby it. You wrap the engines with engine tents, like you've imagined a radial engine. It's like a round, kind of like a end of a beer bottle. So you kind of wrap it up with two engine tents, ceramic heaters. There's heater elements in the oil to keep the oil warm. So you plug it in. If it's in the transitional seasons where it's could be freezing rain, you have to put wing tents on, so keeps the ice off the wings. And yeah, it's a big space inside, so you got to have lots of heaters and stuff running to keep it warm. Because a lot of times, if it's not passengers, it could be fresh produce, and you don't want to freeze it. So yeah, it's a fight against cold, really, the whole time.
Okay, what's it like to fly in the weather up north?
I guess once you're in the air, it's kind of like a dream come true. It's just trying to get in the air, that's the problem.
Where do you find pilots?
Pilots find us. We go for the younger guys, kind of like how the military does it. You get them right out of school, and they don't know any better, and you put them through a boot camp, and they work the hardest. Once someone hits around the age of 25, they start realizing that this isn't normal and don't usually work out this well.
Well, we're looking forward to the show. There's also a website associated with it, and episodes are going to show up on the website. Good luck with your premiere on Wednesday night. This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.